Daryl Francis served as president and CEO of the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis from 1966 until his retirement in 1976. During that time, he served under two of the most iconic Fed chairmen in the system's 100-year history, William McChesney Martin Jr. and Arthur Burns, two brilliant economic minds with very different leadership styles. Francis was interviewed by Bob Hetzel in 1994.
Bill Martin was quite a fella.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember when he conducted an FOMC meeting, he listened to what everybody else had to say before he put himself on the line.
Mm-hmm.
And my memory is that after he'd heard everybody else, he would draw from that what he thought was the consensus of those who had spoken. And then if he didn't agree with it, he would tell us so.
So you don't feel like he came into the meetings having his mind made up, basically?
Oh, well, he may have, but he didn't try to influence the committee before they started.
Mm-hmm.
Burns, on the other hand, wanted the committee damn well know where he stood before he listened to anybody else.
So Burns would speak first?
He let you know where in the hell he stood, yes.